Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week.
I'm Howard Felsen, director of jpostradio.com, sitting in for Elliot Jager. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what's the parsha this week?
Parsha this week is Baalotcha, and this parsha begins the narrative section of the Chumash of Bamidbar. And the Jewish people are on the way to travel to the land of Israel. And Moshe says, Nosim anachnu el amokam. We're traveling now to the place that the Lord promised us. So this is only the second year out of Egypt, and they're supposed to get to the land of Israel in a relatively short period of time, weeks or perhaps months. And they'll spend another 38 years in the desert because of their lack of faith. But where does it begin to unravel? So it unravels in this week's parsha, because the father-in-law of Moshe, Yitro, Moshe asks him to please come along with the Jewish people on their journey to the land of Israel. You'll be our eyes, meaning we can gain great advantage from your advice and from your presence. And he refuses. He wants to go home to Midian. And even though his motives are holy, good motives, he wants to spread the word of monotheism in Midian, which is full of idolatry. And nevertheless, when he leaves, it weakened the Jewish people. He didn't come, so the Jewish people in their hearts say, you know, if Moshe's own father-in-law doesn't want to come, so, you know, it can't be, you know, it can't be Boca Raton. It can't be that great. And therefore, that's where the unraveling begins. So then there's the spies, and then there's this, and there's that, and they, you know, so the whole thing, the whole ball of yarn falls apart. And that's the tragedy. And there are many times individuals don't realize that what they do or don't do has such a profound effect upon others as well. Many times the chance remark that's made, or the attitude that's exhibited, or the statement of it reverberates. Sometimes it reverberates for benefit, for good. Sometimes it's a very positive thing. And many times it's a negative thing. You know, I should go. Why should I go? And therefore, the rabbis put great emphasis that people should be careful. Careful in what they say, careful in what they do. They should see. The rabbi said, Ezeu chochma roes anolod, who is the wise man, the one that sees the consequences of one's behavior, of what one says or does or doesn't say or doesn't do. And it doesn't take much to dampen the people. You take whatever noble project exists, and one person will get up at the meeting and say, well, it's, you know, it's a great idea, but we can't do it. And all the air is out of the balloon. So the Baalotcha is a tough parsha already, because of the fact that it exhibits the fact that the naysayers have a great, great influence. And even if one doesn't want to be a naysayer, well, you know, if one is a naysayer by default, or if one is a naysayer because he believes he's going to do something great somewhere else, he's still a naysayer. And still pulls the plug on the project. So when we read Baalotcha, in the end of Baalotcha, we have the story that the Jewish people start to complain. They complain about the water. They complain about the bread. They complain. You know, the bad joke about the waiter in a Jewish restaurant that comes over to the six ladies sitting at the table, and he says, "Is anything all right?" So that's us. We only see what's wrong. We don't see what's right. But the ability to see what's right, the ability to see where we're supposed to go and how we're supposed to get there, the ability never to be a naysayer, those are the great positive attributes that we should inculcate within ourselves and our families and others in the community. And we should, so to speak, not let the naysayers affect us. And not let them, there would be nothing in the Jewish world today, absolutely nothing, if we were to listen to the naysayers a century ago or 60 years ago, if we listened to them today, you know, give it up and, you know, everybody move to Santa Clara. But that's not the Jewish people. And therefore, this Parsha Balozcha comes to reinforce those ideas within us so that we will be careful and we'll be able to continue on the journey that Moses began so many centuries ago.
Thank you, Rabbi Beryl Wein, on Parsha Balozcha.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.